Padre Domenico da Chiesi was born Emidio Petraca on March 7, 1905 to Caterina and Giovanni Petraca in the small village of Chiesi in the Abruzzo region of Italy. At the young age of 4, Emidio was diagnosed with infantile paralysis and was at the time an only child. His mother Caterina took the young child to the local church and desperately prayed to Mary, the Mother of God, placing him on the altar dedicated to her. Suddenly, Emidio began to move his legs. He was miraculously cured. In 1915, at the age of 9, Emidio predicted that an earthquake would occur shortly in the region. However, no one listened to him. On the following day, January the 13th, 1915, a catastrophic 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck the Abruzzo region, killing 30,000 people, including his two younger sisters, Elisa, age 3, and Loretta, age 1. His mother, Caterina, was saved by a beam in the family home. However, Emidio and his father, Giovanni, were buried beneath the rubble of the collapsed church until a stranger pulled them out. It was not until many years later that Emidio would see the face of that stranger again. At the age of 12, Emidio wanted to become a Capuchin. Emidio joined the Capuchins in Avezzano at the age of 16 on November the 3rd, 1921. Upon entering the novitiate in Pene in 1922, Emidio chose the name Fraya Domenico. Soon after, while studying philosophy and theology in L'Aquila, he was sent to Florence for his military service to be trained as a paramedic. On April the 8th, 1928, Fraya Domenico made his perpetual profession. On October the 11th, 1931, the feast of the Divine Motherhood of Mary, he received his priestly ordination at the Cathedral of Sulmona by Bishop Nicolas Lezzoni. On October the 3rd, 1940, Padre Domenico was called into military service and sent to various locations. Before embarking on his military service, Padre Domenico wanted to visit Padre Pio. So on November the 19th through the 23rd, he stayed in San Giovanni Rotondo. When Padre Pio saw him, he said, "Finally, I have the honor to see a military chaplain with the cassock." Also at that time, Padre Pio brought up the stigmata, acknowledging that while Padre Pio's were visible, Padre Domenico's were hidden, as told by Padre Domenico himself. On October the 18th, 1941, while Padre Domenico was praying the rosary in the office, the holy wounds of his crucifix began to bleed. Warm red blood droplets came from the chest, side, and from the crown of thorns. Padre Domenico endured numerous trials. In October of 1941, he wrote to his provincial of his extremely high fevers, migraines, swollen legs, open wounds on his feet, and lack of sleep. Later, he suffered the envy and jealousy of some of his brothers for his radicalism, but he offered all to Jesus to save souls. He was sent to Luco de Marsi, Trasaco, Campli, and Caramenico Terme, before finally being transferred to Manopello, places in which he had many spiritual children who came to him for his counseling and blessing, as he was also known for his spiritual gifts, including reading souls. Padre Pio used to tell pilgrims, "Why do you not go to Padre Domenico in the Abruzzi and save the trip? He is just like me." As more and more people flocked to Padre Domenico for confession and guidance, the more envy this created within his brothers, causing him much suffering. In 1966, Padre Domenico arrived in Manopello. Upon his arrival, Padre Enrico Carusi took him to see the Volto Santo for the first time. Padre Domenico remained silent. It was at that moment that he recognized the face as the stranger that had saved him from the rubble of the church in Chiesi in the aftermath of the 1915 earthquake. From that point on, Padre Domenico did all he could to understand this most precious relic, completely transparent, yet with the image of our Lord, eyes opened, and facial wounds in a state of healing. His research began, as did his comparison to the Shroud of Turin. Both featured the image of a man, one living and one dead. He worked tirelessly teaching that in the Volto Santo, we see the risen Lord. He even wrote leaflets which were translated into several languages. The Shroud of Turin was an exhibition in 1978, and Padre Domenico had to see it for himself. Padre Domenico eventually became the first apostle of the Volto Santo. As predicted by Padre Domenico himself, he was struck by a speeding fee at 500 in Turin on the evening of September the 13th, 1978, after spending time before the shroud. He was knocked to the ground and had hit his head on a curb. Padre Domenico forgave the driver of the car, and around 10:30 p.m. on September the 17th, he passed away peacefully. Servant of God, Padre Domenico Dacchese, pray for us.